talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, with new rules designed to save time and money.
The multi-agency initiative targets burdensome requirements to cancel subscriptions or obtain refunds. The White House says those kinds of hurdles are often deliberately put in place to discourage customers from pursuing them. The rulemaking will involve agencies that regulate a wide range of businesses, from banks to online firms, with the ultimate goal of making it as easy to cancel a service as it is to order one.
ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. A Ukrainian commander now says his troops control a 1,000-kilometer area a week after its incursion into Russia's Kursk region. The State Department says the U.S. is aware and it is concerned about a report that Iran is considering supplying Russia with ballistic missiles. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz hits the campaign trail solo this week for the first time, with stops in several states. This is ABC News. The school year in South Carolina is delayed due to major flooding, which washed out entire communities. ABC's Faith Abube in Dorchester County, near Charleston, outside a church.
We understand that the water got so high that it possibly is inside the sanctuary as well. There's a cemetery which is in the distance over there. We're told there were two caskets that were floating in the water. The water got that high that there were two caskets floating in the water over the weekend. And so those caskets had to be moved inside the sanctuary, and those people will be reburied once the water has receded.
This says a new tropical system is churning in the Atlantic, which could become Tropical Storm Ernesto. Crews have started to tear down the church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, where more than two dozen people lost their lives in a 2017 shooting. The sanctuary of the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs is being used as a memorial. A judge cleared the way for demolition crews to come in after members voted in favor of tearing it down. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Wisconsin voters have a pair of constitutional amendments on the ballot tomorrow. It would limit a governor's ability to spend federal funding without legislative action. Republican State Representative Tony Kurtz says voters should approve both, explaining that lawmakers and voters have little say over how Governor Tony Evers has allocated over $4.8 billion in federal COVID relief.
Under the current system, that federal money has absolutely zero oversight. You know, there's no accountability on where it goes, how it's spent.
Democrats strongly oppose the measures, arguing that legislative involvement could slow or disrupt the distribution of funds. A Republican lawmaker who helped write the legislation for Wisconsin's Agricultural Road Improvement Program is disappointed in the low numbers of applications.
State Senator Howard Markline says he's surprised, especially with the large number of town and county roads that need improvements to handle heavy agricultural and forestry traffic.
If there isn't the demand, the chances are not that good that it's going to be renewed in the next budget.
The Agricultural Road Improvement Program has already distributed $50 million this year, and the deadline for the second round of $100 million is the end of September. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Parents should get their kids' sleep schedules back on track as the new school year approaches. UW-Madison Assistant Professor of Pediatrics Casey Freimiller says it's good to start sooner rather than later.
One of the things that I typically tell parents is it takes weeks to adjust back to school schedule. And so I typically start talking at least mid-August. And typically the number one thing that helps control our sleep is a really consistent morning wake up and getting good light exposure in the morning.
Freimiller says the amount of sleep needed varies by age. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 79.
It's not that often that corn and soybeans trade in opposite directions like they did today, and when they do, it's usually because of a surprise in a USDA report. That is exactly what happened today. Cotton futures also got some potentially trend-changing news. The cattle complex gave back some of Friday's gains, and lean hog futures were mixed.
Live, fresh from a visit with the world's biggest via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Brian Grady, editor of Pro Farmer. Later, Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. And directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
Yeah, he's not just a big boar. He's a really, really, really big boar. That's what I'm telling you. 1,420 pounds, the big boar at the Iowa State Fair.
1,420 pounds.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a 1,420-pound pig?
Well, not a pig, no. 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 I don't think so. I feel like I would know if I had seen something like that.
I think he's got kind of an interesting name or something. Finnegan.
Finnegan.
They call him Finnegan.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, and the World Super Bowl.
Yeah.
H-17 teddy bear, 3,060 pounds.
Wow.
3,000-pound bull.
Yeah.
I walked by him a couple of times. I did not see him standing up.
Uh-huh.
So.
I wonder how they convince him to move. Okay, let's get on the trailer now. I don't want to do that today.
Cows. You convince him with cows.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You can move a lot of bull with carrots rather than a stick, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to AgriTalk.
It the easy way.
Yep. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That's Davis.
Yeah.
Beans solidly lower. Nice gains in the corn market today. Wheat was kind of caught in the middle, but, well, actually it was mixed today. Live cattle gave back about half of what we gained on Friday, and lean hogs were mixed in today's trade. We got a lot of ground to cover. Let's get to it.
Well, Chip, USDA delivered an update to the supply side of the wheat balance sheets, and futures stayed locked in a narrow inside trading range. December SRW wheat futures respected support at 550 and failed to test resistance at Friday's high. Selling in wheat was limited by the 26 million bushel cut to estimated all wheat production. The spring wheat crop estimate was cut 34 million bushels from last month. Wheat carryover for 24-25 was cut 28 million bushels from last month and was 34 million bushels below the average pre-report trade guess. Export inspections of wheat in the weekend of August 8 of just over 649,000 metric tons easily topped trade expectations. December HRW wheat futures today, 7 cents lower, 563 and a quarter. December SRW wheat down 6 and 1 quarter cents to 559 and a half. September spring wheat closed at 592 and a quarter. That's up 2 1/2 cents, Chip.
Yeah, I had a hard time finding anything too negative in the wheat balance sheet. We'll talk to Brian Grady about it coming up here in just a bit. But sellers stayed in control of the winter wheat markets. Spring wheat futures moved just a bit to the upside on a quote-unquote disappointing crop estimate.
Well, Chip, USDA puts the national average corn yield at 183.1 bushels per acre. That's up 5.8 bushels from last year's record. Harvested acres were cut more than 700,000 from last month and came in 257,000 acres below trade expectations. The combination of a big yield and fewer harvested acres resulted in a 47 million bushel increase in the corn crop from last month. That was just 35 million bushels larger than expected. Old crop corn carryover tightened 10 million bushels on an increase in estimated exports, and new crop corn carryover was 23 million bushels below trade expectations. This after a 75 million bushel increase in estimated new crop exports. Export inspections of corn weekend at August 8 totaled nearly 975,000 metric tons, in line with trade guesses. December corn today opened slightly lower and fell to a new contract low before recovering to post a close near session highs. September corn futures today, 6 1/2 cents higher, but 383 1/4. December corn up 6 3/4 cents to 401 3/4. March corn futures closed at 419. That's up 6 1/2, Chip.
225 bushel an acre in Illinois is the yield estimate. That is a big, big number. We'll talk with Brian, see if it makes sense to him.
Yeah. Well, the 2024 national average soybean yield is estimated at 53.2 bushels per acre, and that would be a new record by 1.2 bushels. It topped trade expectations by 0.7 of one bushel. Harvested acres were increased by nearly 1 million from the July crop projection, and the end result is a bean crop estimate of 4.589 billion bushels.